You know, we had Ronnie in here last half hour talking about all the stuff that's going on this weekend. And, you know, just right here on the radio, we've got a lot of stuff going on, you know, sports-wise. Especially tonight. Starting tonight. We're darn near like ESPN. We're going to have so much football on the radio.
Wall-to-wall sports. I mean, just tick it off.
Because we...
get ticked off.
Get ticked off on WTAW. That should go
Or even on our partner station.
Yeah. Sports Radio 1150.
Yeah, got that Bellucci hour at noon.
Yeah. You're welcome, Louie.
Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome, Louie.
There's your plug.
That's today at noon.
At noon, yeah.
And then tonight at 6:30. Oh, he just came in. All right, I'm going to do something Scott doesn't normally do. I'm going to
put Louie on the radio.
I'm going to give you an open microphone.
Oh my gosh.
We said you're welcome because we said the Bellucci hour is today at noon.
Yeah, we just plugged your Bellucci hour.
I figured you were going to say something like "be nice to me" when you said something Scott never does. But I'll take the Bellucci hour plug. Don't get me wrong.
Today at noon. You guys going to talk about equestrian?
Well, you know, there's a big equestrian meet coming up somewhere this year.
Right.
And we'll be there, probably broadcasting live. Yeah.
Now, don't get wet.
Now, you're road tripping to Arlington, are you not?
Most of our crew is, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing our pregame show tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Let's do it on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
What is today?
Today's Thursday.
Then we'll go Saturday.
Yeah.
We're actually going to do the post-game call-in show, which on road games is kind of optional. We figured SEC game, SEC week, key moment in the season. So 3 to 5 p.m., the call-in show, 2 hours of people's entertaining thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And you doing a show today?
You know, after the Bellucci hour and then a big weekend, I really want to rest up. But Ben said, no, go to work. So, I'll be on 2 to 4.
What about tomorrow?
Is tomorrow still Friday?
Tomorrow's still Friday. Not changed in the last 30 seconds.
I'll be there.
All right. Oh, just checking.
I'll be there.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Chase. I hope you fill in for Scott a lot more. This is a great day for me.
I'm going to be here at least another 2 weeks. So.
And so will I.
All right, very good. Louie Bellina, he's on the air in the afternoons, 2 to 4 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And
they'll be doing that post-game show at Cowboy Stadium until Jerry sends his boys in there to kick him out.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got all sorts of sports.
We got to start cleaning up here because the Cowboys play the next day at noon.
And Los Tigres will be on the radio tonight. A&M Consolidated taking on Colleen Ellison at Buckley Stadium. That pregame starting at 6:30.
Yes.
Kickoff at 7.
Yes,
And then tomorrow night, also on our partner station, The Zone, with pregame starting at 7:05-ish.
Right.
Brian Viking football goes for 2 in a row in the district. Looking to go 4-1 on the season.
Yeah, how about that?
Looking to go 4-1 on the season. In fact, I was right. 56-7 last week was the largest point output by the Brian Vikings under head coach Bob Ballard.
Really?
In his seasons here. So,
And we'll have the Rudder Rangers, they'll be on the Zone HD.
Yeah, thank you for saying that because otherwise I had a feeling we were about to get some angry phone calls.
Yeah, they'll be on the Zone HD versus Bastrop. They're going to be at Merrill Green Stadium on Friday. And we'll have the Navasota Rattlers taking on Wharton down at Rattler Stadium on Friday night.
Speaking of Rudder, just to make up for my forgetfulness and forgetting that, I want to throw this out there. From 5 until 7 Friday, so tomorrow actually. Today is Thursday, as if we didn't just firmly establish that with Louie. Tomorrow from 5 until 7, the Rudder Rangers Spirit Team, along with Texas Roadhouse, they're hosting a tailgate. And tomorrow night's homecoming for Rudder as well.
Right.
They're hosting a tailgate from 5 until 7. They'll be in the South Gate parking lot at MGS. That's what the cool people call Merrill Green Stadium.
I call it Merrill Green Stadium because
you're not cool. They'll be in the South Gate parking lot at MGS.
You've got coached for 50 years. I'll say his whole name.
I don't think he coached that long. It was a while.
Yeah.
They'll be selling burgers and pulled pork sandwiches along with chips, cookies, and drinks for just $7. And this is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Bastrop ISD.
Oh, that's good.
So a portion of the proceeds benefiting Bastrop ISD.
Yeah,
so
they need it.
They are some displaced people. And absolutely.
What a cool deal that is.
Most definitely. So
And then Saturday, I hear there's a big football game up in Arlington.
Yeah, as we said, the Shine and Black pregame show starting at 10. Fan Zone, starting at 8.
At 8? Is that when it's going to start?
It'll start at 8, and then the pregame road show with Dave and Dave starting at 10 on both The Zone and here on WTAW.
At 10.
And then game at 11. And then
game at 11.
TexAgs.com postgame show following the game on our partner station, The Zone. So, as we said.
That's right.
You know, take that, ESPN, with your Longhorn Network. We have more football in the next 3 days than the Longhorn Network may have all season.
Oh. And people going up to Arlington should be no problems as far as, you know, getting into the game with 11 o'clock start.
Mm-hmm.
But it, I was checking the Ranger schedule.
Right.
And it's still to be determined what time they're going to play on Saturday.
Is that going to be game one or is it game two? Game two.
Game two. The game one is Friday, like at 4 p.m.
Really?
But Louie and I were surmising that since the Yankees are playing the same day, you know they're going to put the Yankees in prime time.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So that Ranger game could be another afternoon start on Saturday. So getting out of the football game, going against people getting into the baseball game could be an issue on Saturday. So you're pre-warned, although the time is not yet determined for the baseball game.
And the good news is that at least you will have gotten to the parking lot first.
Exactly.
So
you'll
have that going for you, which is nice.
Right.
And still some tickets available, too. So,
that's what we're here.
Call the A&M box office, 845-2311.
Boy, we plugged everything or what?
Well, you know, honestly, the prep stuff that we have is kind of subpar. So, you know, we can talk local stuff, and that's never a bad thing. So.
I got a funny that I've been meaning to tell all week.
Please share. And I will decide just how funny it is.
Just how funny it is. Mm-hmm. Well, this was something that was said by Neil Cavuto. You watch Neil?
Mm-hmm. I like Neil.
Yeah, I like Neil, too. He seems to be pretty much on the ball. And this came last Saturday during their, you know, like their You Got No Money shows that they do on Saturdays.
Here's how much money you lost this week.
Exactly, exactly. And he was talking to somebody about the horrible week on the stock market last week. Neil Cavuto says, you know when I'm really going to get worried? They said, when? They said, I'm really going to get worried when I go to my ATM to get $20 out. The little screen says, do you really need that money today?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was sad and funny at the same time.
And of course, you know, but to be fair, when was the last time Neil Cavuto went to an ATM and only withdrew $20?
Exactly, yeah.
Makes me a little skeptical. Let's see. Speaking of money, if you want to part with some of it, you can give it to Amazon.
$200?
The most expensive one would be $150, and that, my friends, would be the new Kindles.
Oh, yeah.
They launched four new models yesterday in the mm-hmm. Kindle lineup. There is the Kindle. That's the keyboardless replacement for the low-end model. Now they have the Kindle Touch. It's an e-ink model. Can you help me out there, Patrick? What
is an e-ink model? It's just a non-transmissive display. In other words, there's no light behind it. And it just flips between sort of a medium gray and a black. And it looks a lot more like paper than you're used to with your phones.
Interesting.
Right, right. Which is kind of like a Kindle.
What's called Kindle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an infrared detector that acts as a touch screen that also comes in, also is available in 3G.
It's less precise than a capacitive touch screens, but it works pretty well.
And you said $200. I said $149. It's the Kindle Touch 3G is the most expensive, and it is $189 without special offers or $149.
The $200 I was referring to is actually for the Amazon Fire, their tablet, which does have a transmissive screen, LCD screen.
Yeah,
it's sort of like an iPad.
Exactly. And again, prices are going to vary depending on whether or not you're okay with Amazon showing screensaver ads, which is an interesting addition as well. So now you have the Kindle as low as $79, the Kindle Touch as low as $99, the Kindle Keyboard, that's the original, that's what Tom has, the Flintstones model, it is $99, and then you have the Kindle Touch 3G as low as $149, and the Kindle Keyboard 3G for $139. So,
well, the neat thing about the Kindle, though, is what people might not know is that you can share your books with other devices. Mm-hmm. In other words, we have a Kindle and we have a Kindle account, and you know, you buy the books for $9.99 or whatever they are, but those same books show up on my Mac. They show up on Judy's iPad.
They're all tied to the same account.
Yeah. And it's free. I mean, you don't have to pay any extra for that.
I thought you were saying that you could almost Bluetooth them to another device, and I'm thinking, you know, the publisher would probably have a problem with that because then that's almost.
I actually think you can. I think you can loan it for just a short period of time, maybe a week or 2 weeks.
I think so. But you can get it permanently on any other device as long as you have a Kindle account, and that's kind of cool.
So there you are.
Yeah.
It's 8:51. We'll be back.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
It's Truck Pump at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans,
Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
The King and Queen invite you to choose your own adventure this year at the 37th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival, presented by Bud Light. Join us for eight magically themed weekends and Thanksgiving Friday, October 8th through November 27th. Catch hundreds of daily performances, along with games and activities for kids of all ages. Feast on international cuisine and explore our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Wood Forest National Bank and online at TexRenFest.com. The Texas Renaissance Festival and Bud Light. Choose your own adventure.
Summer's still here and so is the heat. But it's Rattlers to the rescue with ice-cold Dasani 20-ounce water, only 89 cents a bottle. Ice-cold beer. Yep, Rattlers has lots of it. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, and Miller Light, any 12-pack, only $9.99. So stock up and beat the heat. And if you get the munchies, Rattlers has any size candy bar, two for only $2. Rattlers, your complete convenience store. Rattlers Country Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
853 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Patrick, I know you were promoting it earlier. You said recipe forthcoming. How are we doing on that?
It is there now.
Get out of here.
No, it's there. I put the ingredients up, but just to be fair to the website that Nicole found it on, I linked to how you go about making them. You can find it on epicurious.com, but the link's there. And Nicole made a few changes, and she didn't quite use measuring cups because she's crazy like
she's
that.
She's a Paula Deaner.
Just throw a little in.
But you know who originated that? It wasn't Paula Deen. The first person that I remember doing that was Justin Wilson.
The old Cajun cook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know, it was amazing because he'd sit there and he'd say, you'll need a teaspoon of salt now. And he'd pour, he would take salt and pour it in his hand and then pour it in. And I remember watching him one time and he said, you don't think that a teaspoon of salt, do you? And he sat there and I kid you not, he got out a teaspoon. He poured some in his hand, got out a teaspoon, and it filled it up.
Perfectly.
Now, how many times he actually had to practice that before he did it on air, I don't know, but that's just the skeptical side. I'd like to think that old crazy Cajun actually just knew off the, you know, could do it right off the top of his head.
Sure he could. Mm-hmm.
But so really, really cool stuff. And he was kind of like the, I mean, imagine if you talk about a man and Julia Child too, but you talk about a couple people who are so far ahead of their time. In terms of, you know, putting cooking shows on and things like that. Imagine if Justin Wilson was in his prime right now. I mean, how many shows would he have on Food Network?
Yeah.
Or the Travel Channel or something like that. Instead, we've got Anthony Bourdain, who then goes off and tees off on people like Paula Deen. I'm thinking, you're not very smart, dude. Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, when my grandmother cooked, she'd always use the holding eggshell and use it to measure stuff out. She would be right on with that too. So she did it so many times.
That's amazing. Appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, and you know, and he brings up a good point. Repetition in the kitchen has a lot to do with that too. Let's face it. If I cooked every day, and I love to cook, but if I cooked every day, you know, I might be able to get pretty good at that as well. That's what amazes me. That's what I love. You know, about you know, rural towns, little country churches, and stuff like that. You're going to eat well in places like that. You always will. Huh, let's see here. At a driving school, the owner of a BMW sports car said he felt his car behaving squirrely on the track, so he pulled into the pits, popped the hood. Canadian man discovered a half dozen baby squirrels inside his car's airbox. Did you hear what I did there?
He thought his car was behaving squirrely.
And there were baby squirrels in there. Driver of the car guessed the six tiny squirrels set up shop inside the airbox while it was parked at his home. Eventually, all six of the squirrels were rescued and returned to the wild. So everybody lived happily ever after until a hungry fox comes along. Australia's $582 million purchase of anti-submarine torpedoes from Europe took 12 years. I'm surprised it only took $582 million. Yeah. Obviously, somebody needs to call the Pentagon and let them know that Australia is getting munitions a heck of a lot cheaper than we probably are.
Yeah.
Now that they've finally been delivered, military planners have found one problem. The manuals. Okay, I'm just going to read this, and then I just have an observation. The manuals are only available in Italian and French. They're only available in Italian. Hello?
Hey, my ex-wife could burn water every other day for 20 years.
And doesn't listen to the show.
Well, he didn't care. She's his ex-wife. What does he care?
He's going to send her the link to the bid on WTAW later.
Yeah, that's right.
So now defense officials in Australia are advertising for technical translators who will have to have appropriate security clearances to make them readable to the people who need to integrate the weapons into Aussie naval vessels. That's expected to cost tens of thousands of dollars more. I think what gets me is, or what I find, you know, in a way disturbing, and I would find it more disturbing if it was the U.S. Navy, but the fact that torpedoes come with user manuals.
Really? Well,
I guess that makes sense, but yeah. I would think that part of doing your due diligence would be to at least, you know, a handful of people to know how to use the weapons in the first place.
Yeah.
But that's just me. What do I know? I'm a civilian.
That's right. And even more so,
I'm a stupid civilian on the radio.
If you wanted to shoot a torpedo, you'd need a user's manual.
You bet you I would.
Yeah, that's right.
What does this button do? And then, you know, next thing you know, we're World War III.
Yeah. It warned you to read the whole thing before using it.
Oh, forget that.
Oh, yeah, right.
This date in history.
There wouldn't be like a quick setup card.
No. Quick start guide. Is there a quick start guide on torpedoes?
Can I just get to the part where I hit the button?
I doubt it.
On this date in history.
I love this part.
This date in 1907, the cornerstone was laid at the Washington National Cathedral in the U.S. Capitol.
Ooh.
1966, the Chevrolet Camaro, originally named the Panther, was introduced. And
really?
On this date in 1989, Zsa Zsa Gabor was convicted of battery for slapping that police
We
officer.
Remember that,
yep.
Don't we?
Yep.
So does the police officer,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Bet he does. Hey, you got about 50 seconds.
Excuse me, had a cough. Turn out the white powder that was sent in an envelope yesterday to Dancing with the Stars was harmless. It was found in a mailroom. Hazardous material team was called to gather the powder and test it. It's the second time that white powder has been sent to Dancing with the Stars. Richard Hatch, the winner of Survivor.